Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Off Speed Podcast. The Rob is a Podcast sports show where we slow things down, take a look at something different each show. This time it's the Super Bowl, and we're going to chat about the commercials. And yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. I'm here with a return guest from last year. We did this last year. Rob Cesarino. Rob, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Grace. Trying to nurse my Super Bowl hangover. And by hangover, the indigestion from overeating last night.
Yeah. I mean, we chatted last year. I don't know that we chatted through, like, do you have a Super Bowl? Like, what does your party look like? What do you do? What are you getting up to on Super Bowl Sunday?
So basically my life is as far as like my food goes, like I try very hard be on like a very like, I don't want to say regimented because I feel like that makes me sound like no
thoughtfully.
Fun loser.
Is that a good way?
I mean, like, thoughtfully in terms of like what I'm putting into my body.
Yeah.
So most of the time. Like 99% of the time. And then we get to the 1% of the time where it's like, oh, it's a free for all. Okay. Yeah. And then it's a little bit like when the survivors go on the reward challenge and then it's like, aha, we're on a reward, baby. And then it's fun until it's not.
Hey, you just don't want to end up like Joe Del Campo, basically, right? Just like,
Right.
Yeah. So, you want it to fuel you for the next day, not.
Can I just
not
say,
go to the game.
I happen to be on Pluto TV. I was listening to a different podcast where Chuck Klosterman was really talking up Pluto TV, and I was flipping through the channel, but I ended up just on the Survivor channel. And then I just dropped in randomly to a Survivor episode, and I saw Aubrey talking to Ty. I was like, oh, game changers. Like, oh, nope. They got me. I saw Joe De Campos. Go wrong.
Pluto TV is like essentially like old school. You just have to wait and see what's on, right? It's like old school cable.
Well, like old school cable. Like you flip through the channels. But then
you got to watch
like,
the guide to see what's coming up.
You know, I don't think there's a guide. Maybe
there is a guide. I'm on their website. It shows what's coming up. There's a guide.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's Pluto. They didn't have an ad.
I saw your Tubi tweet. We'll get to that one. It was a good one. Yeah. What do you think of the game? Was the game was? I mean, for my liking, it was like fine. It was like very close, and then it was a bad call at the end of the game, and the Chiefs win, and that was fine. It was a fine game.
You know what? I was watching the game, and you know, this is the first year that I've really, you know, watched it with my son, who's very active. And Dominic was like, you know, following it all very closely. And I said to him in this at the second half, I'm like, I don't understand how the Eagles are losing. Like, I feel like
Eagles do,
like they were really, really good. They're doing really, really good. Mm-hmm. They didn't really like make a lot of mistakes. And they and then I was like, no, they're losing now by a lot. This is really.
There's a fumble, you know, to cost them a touchdown.
Yeah. That was in the first half. Like, I know. Even in the second half, I'm like, I don't feel like they're playing a losing game, but, you know.
They did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was totally fun. Yeah, that holding call at the end is maybe a bit bogus, but whatever. Don't make it. Yeah, be winning by more so you don't lose by like 3 points, I think, probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Like, if you were an Eagles fan, and I'm sure there's many that are listening.
I saw them a lot on my Twitter last night, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're winning by, they went up at halftime. What was it, like, was it 24-14 at halftime?
Yeah, they're up by 10, yeah.
And 24-14, and then Patrick Mahomes, for at least the second time in these playoffs, is like hobbles off the field.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
He's like, feeling pretty good. Yeah. He's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I don't understand. He came back and he was like scrambling all over the place. Like, I thought you're injured.
No, they
can't walk.
No, they put something in his leg in halftime, I think. I think he got an injection in his leg.
I'm like, how does Patrick Mahomes have 50 yards rushing?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was fine. It was fun. It was high scoring and fun. So, you know, close, which is, I think, all you want from a Super Bowl game. So, you know, what to complain? It broke some records, like the longest punt return. It's weird that after 57 Super Bowls, we're still breaking records. But longest punt return, I think, ever.
And Darius Toney. Yep.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts had broke the record for the most rushing touchdowns by QB. There's a lot of talk on my Twitter last night that they need to that the QB sneak needs to be banned. You feel that way?
What? Who's saying this?
It's basically cheating that they can do it every time.
Who said that?
Just schmucks on my Twitter, not real people. Just schmucks. I'm just trying to create conversation.
Were they these like jokes?
No, I think they're on Twitter. Oh. I think half people are joking. I think there's a lot of like this is like a play in Madden that you would be very annoyed if your opponent kept running on you. They just keep doing the QB sneak. It's very annoying. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, usually it only gets like 1 yard.
I know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right. The game was fine.
Here's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. How did the officials throw a flag on James Bradbury and there's no penalty whatsoever on Tubi?
On Tubi. Yeah, we'll start with the commercials. Tubi really deked us all out. What penalty are we calling on Tubi?
On Tubi sneak. Like conduct?
A Tubi sneak. We got to ban the Tubi sneak.
Yeah. The Tubi sneak. Yeah.
Yeah. So Tubi does
continued.
This.
Yeah.
Tubi does this ad where it like comes back and it's the announcers are talking, like, you know, talking about the game. And then suddenly your TV is changing to the Tubi app and putting on Mr. and Mrs. Smith. How long did it take you to realize that this was an ad and not someone's not sitting on the remote or changing
minutes.
The channel?
Yeah. And this was horrible. And I saw this on Twitter, but I agree. Somebody should go to jail. Because so many people where even at my house, I'm like, Dominic, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Tubi should have to apologize.
Kids
for
got
every,
yelled at.
Yeah, for every person who
dogs
got
yelled at.
Yeah. That's I saw a lot of like people thinking they're like their older parents is like, yeah, fumbling around with the remote.
People got knocked over, I'm sure. Yeah, and I'm sure it started fights of like you know, and you've like realized at your house who the screw up is at every Super Bowl party because it was like immediately like that person like Jimmy, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's right. I saw a lot of people on my Twitter account. I think Puya got hacked. I think David Bloomberg
got hacked.
Yeah, right. People were not right. But first so last year, I feel like the most viral commercial we talked about was the random QR code. Like, will you trust us enough to just put a QR code on the screen?
And that was every ad now.
Every ad has a QR code. So I feel like this is the most. Is this the most? Isn't this the most talked about ad? Tubi, but so they get engagement. Do they get good engagement?
No,
from the Tubi ad because everyone's mad about Tubi.
Everybody's mad at Tubi today. I I Grace, well, we'll get to I watched the entire Mr. Peanut roast, which is also available.
It's like
on
12 minutes, right?
Yeah, I did not watch. It's also available on Tubi. I said, I'm not going to Tubi. I wouldn't like, because Tubi has shown me this is the kind of company this is, okay? Mm-hmm. That they would do something like this. I don't want to be associated with them. Tubi. Uh-huh. Get out of here.
Yeah. Most people, I think it's the most talked about like commercial, but this is bad engagement.
And for what? What? You make me think I'm going to go and watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Tubi? That's a draw? You spent millions of dollars to make everybody in the world to think that they were going do you have nothing appealing on Tubi, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
So what is Tubi known for? I think we have it in Canada, but I don't think I use it. What is it even known? What is it?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the 2005 Brad Pitt, uh-huh, Angelina Jolie, like, uh-huh, 20-year-old. They're spies, but they're married.
Apparently they have four original TV shows.
Yeah, I'll go on Tubi just to talk about what's on Tubi. I do think that we did watch, was that Celebrity Exorcism was on Tubi?
Could be.
I think that's the one Tubi thing that we've talked about. Featured on Tubi. The 2022 Gaslight, which was what they tried to do to all of us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. They don't seem, I mean, I guess they are here in Canada, but,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, most popular things on Tubi are, mm-hmm, Dance Moms, Columbo, Secrets and Lies. They've got Friday, yeah, After Next and Next Friday, but not the original, it looks like.
Looks like they recommended for me is Single Dad Seeking, mm-hmm, reality show from 2016, Dumb and Dumber, and My Five Wives. These are the most popular.
Oh, actually, they do have Friday. They have the Friday trilogy.
Oh, well, you know, fine.
Mm. They have the original Space Jam. I guess they've got some decent, like, old movies. Is that, if that's what you want? I guess maybe Mr. and Mrs. Smith might be
about their demographic.
Do they have Westworld also?
Actually, did I hear this? Did I hear that they might be buying Westworld? Is Tubi the one that's going to buy up the old properties?
They just get stuff. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but this was a horrible move from Tubi.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, they went viral. They went on a limb. They did it. They got people talking about their. We're talking about it. So I feel like there's that. Let's talk about there's a Jeep. There was a commercial for Jeeps, which I feel like if Tubi's trying incredibly new, you know, memeable, you know, mm-hmm, get people, you know, this is like a revolutionary thing of like make people think that they changed the channel. Jeep went really old school. And I feel like there was a conversation happening on those. I don't know. I feel like a little underwhelmed by the Super Bowl commercials as a whole. Yeah. I don't know how you're feeling. And this is a bit of like, does it have a little bit of the SNL factor of like, was SNL ever that good? Or is it just that we were like, you know, when you really liked it, you're probably like 15 years old. And so but Jeep tries, mm-hmm, dancing animals, which I feel like for a long time was the epitome of a funny commercial. And actually just culture in general, Rob, with like the singing bass fish, right? Like, I feel like there was a time where we were very into animals that could sing or dance.
Yeah. I mean, anthropomorphized, is that the right word?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Humanizing
animals. The animals, yeah, and the talking frogs and all that stuff.
Yeah, the singing frogs were big for a while. Yeah, we had a whole generation of just this, and Jeep really tried to bring it back. Mm-hmm. Just dancing animals for Jeeps.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, this was a year of like electric vehicles. I feel, mm-hmm, like that was a big trend for the Super Bowl. Now,
last year was crypto. Do you remember how much crypto there was last year? And actually, was the debut, I think, of your crypto keeper.
Yeah, the crypto keeper. That was a good. Uh-huh. Got a lot of mileage. Unlike my electric vehicle, yeah, got a lot of mileage out of that. Mm-hmm. The song here is the Electric Boogie is the song. You can feel clever. It's electric. Well done. Surprised it took this long. Mm-hmm. But I actually thought that the better electric vehicle commercial, Grace, did you see the Ram electric vehicle commercial?
Well, here's something I just have to admit right now is that Canada gets only part of the we only get some of the commercials. So we got like a few of them.
Commercial for Canada.
That's true. I don't even think we got that one in Canada. That was for
Crown Royal
with Dave Grohl. Was hyping up all things Canadian. Yeah, is the Ram truck a premature electrification?
Yes. Did you see that?
No, I did see. I heard the phrase, but I did not watch the commercial. So
yeah, so it was an ad all about people like you know, a lot of couples and talking about how there's, you know, PE, and so you know, there's a lot of concern about like, you know, people making the switch to an electric car that maybe it's going to be, you know, like low performance, can't go the distance.
Mm-hmm. This had
too much starting and stopping.
Who is this is he's the husband of Sam B, I think. Is this guy?
No? I don't know who Sam B is married to. I know about Mel B and some people that she was married to.
That's totally fair. Jason Jones. Yeah, I think this is Jason Jones. Yeah.
Let me hear it. Okay, I'll play. You don't need to. The visual is not that exciting. Okay. All right, here.
Are you excited about buying an electric vehicle, but worried that it could leave you unsatisfied? Then you could be one of many Americans concerned about premature electrification. Symptoms may include fearing you might not be able to last as long as you'd like.
There was plenty of charge before. Sometimes it goes away.
A lot of times.
I've been working a lot.
Being unsure if you have enough power to handle your payload.
I don't know if I got the power for this baby.
I'm adventurous. I like to go all the way. I don't want to have to question if we're even going to make it.
Yeah.
It's a concern.
Lacking the confidence about getting and being able to keep.
And so I guess if you get a Ram electric car,
you don't worry about premature electrification. All right. I like it. They're trying something. There's a thing on Post Recap's Theater that Ariel often says, and we'll watch a movie and it'd be like, we just don't want it to be boring. And so sometimes say, it wasn't boring. I feel like premature electrification, it's not boring. It's a fine commercial.
Yeah, I do think that one of the big issues with the Super Bowl commercial is like, wait, what was that? What was that a commercial for? And it's like, okay, yeah, even or that one was like, so it's like, oh, that was clever. That was cute. But you don't really know, like, I don't know, does Ram have a lot of electric vehicles?
Because it kind of feels like it could just be for any electric vehicle that like we're getting. I would love to get an electric vehicle, but I do agree. There's not a lot of places to charge electric vehicles. So,
I don't know. Right. Like, I kind of feel like if I'm buying like a big Ram truck, do I want an electric? Like, I feel like that's like, if that's like the same demographic of like I feel like I'm like hauling stuff around.
Yeah.
Do I want an electric vehicle for that?
Well, so another electric vehicle commercial, I believe GM was advertising their electric vehicle. This was very confusing to the point of what are we advertising? This is both General Motors and Netflix sponsored by spokesperson is Will Ferrell. What do you think of this commercial where Will Ferrell is in all the Netflix properties?
Yeah. You know, the co-host of Nothing But Netflix with Chappelle, this should have been on our radar.
I know.
So, but I don't even understand, like, Netflix is going to have more electric vehicles in their shows. Grace, in all your podcasting, are you podcasting anything that's on Netflix?
Right now? No, I don't think not right now. I don't think. No.
Maybe not at this moment, but
The Sandman. The Sandman. Okay. Sandman is a Netflix property.
Were there any electric vehicles?
I don't think so. Heartstopper. You certainly could have an electric vehicle in Heart. Matt Scott and I did Heartstopper. It could be an electric vehicle in Heartstopper.
But so the thing is, okay, so Will Ferrell's like, I'm traveling through all of the different Netflix properties. Yeah. And but like, he spends the most time and opens the commercial like in The Walking Dead universe, which I guess now, The Walking Dead like back catalog is on. Is that a selling point of like, get Netflix, you can watch the old seasons of The Walking Dead?
Well, the old seasons are, I think, where it was good. I think so. You want the OG ones. Who cares about all the new ones? I think maybe. Yeah. Yeah, this one, I do. So I do feel like, especially again, as a Canadian, I'm going to speak to my Canadian experience. Canada did get hit with the password account sharing.
It
did not get reneged in Canada. And so Netflix, I think, has some bad PR happening in Canada. It was a big talk of the weekend. I was up with my family about, like, we all are on a shared Netflix account. We're all going to have to figure this out. And so people are very upset. And so I do feel like Netflix did need some good PR. I don't know if this did it. I also don't know if this is this true though? Is General Motors Electric Vehicles actually going to be a Netflix show?
I don't think they would lie.
But is it just a bit? Like Will Ferrell does a lot of bits. So I feel like this is just a bit.
No, I think that they are going to have like a GM electric vehicles on Netflix shows, but I'm not going to watch Netflix shows because they have did you see they're driving electric vehicles in this?
Yeah, but like when they ask you, like, why do you keep your Netflix? She says, yeah, because they use electric
vehicles. Gotta see all the electric vehicles.
Pretty great. Pretty cool. And then I think I would be upset if I sold my rights to my show to Netflix. And they're like, make sure you get a bunch of electric vehicles in that bad boy. Make sure you have vehicles in the product placement in your Netflix show.
Yeah, like the next season of Squid Game, gotta watch out for the electric vehicles.
He wasn't a car with the Squid Game people.
Yeah. Yes.
And Bridgerton and Stranger Things. Is that what he did? Yeah.
I don't know. Were these actual actors from the shows?
So from Bridgerton, yes. And I think from Stranger Things, yes. Those are the real actors from the shows. I don't think the Squid Game people were the real people.
Yeah. And then he kind of visits Love is Blind.
He did visit Love. Yeah. Good for Love is Blind to be on the same playing field as Squid Game, Stranger Things, Bridgerton.
Yeah.
That's good. Good marketing for Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some random zombie show, which may or may not be The Walking Dead.
Is it actually The Walking Dead? Like maybe it's not The Walking Dead. Do they have another zombie show? Maybe there's a hit like international zombie.
Could be a hit international zombie show, but I think it's, I don't know, it looked like The Walking Dead.
All right.
Yeah. Does Will Ferrell have anything to do with Netflix?
I don't think he's been in. He's actually been in a bunch of Apple TV stuff, I think, with like him and Ryan Reynolds. So I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's been in any Netflix. Not any Netflix original.
Grace, I know it wasn't during during the Super Bowl.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But can I talk about another commercial that aired a lot during the playoffs?
Yes,
because
please.
I mean, really, maybe this should be like a wrap up of like, there were other commercials that were widely seen during all of the playoffs. Yeah.
The problem with I saw a tweet that my sentence exactly, which is if you have a commercial that you're airing and you put on YouTube before the Super Bowl happens, it's not a Super Bowl commercial. It's a commercial that also aired at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
that's fair.
Yeah.
The Timothy Chalamet Apple TV commercial.
Yes.
Has anybody talked about this?
I don't think so. I've heard maybe some. Okay. Yeah.
What the hell is going on with that? Also, like they're trying to say that first off, like Timothy Chalamet is like complaining of like that there's too many other celebrities have shows on Apple TV. Why doesn't Apple TV give him? I was like, what is Apple TV trying to say?
They have all these big stars, and it is pretty
but
funny.
But not Chalamet.
He only gets
a commercial.
Didn't they do this with John? I think they did this with John Hamm. This is actually like a reboot of everyone.
John Hamm gets nothing.
Yeah, I just like Timothy Chalamet a lot. So I think he's like sad that he's not being included in like.
The yeah, well, if you like Apple him TV so club. Much, why don't you give him a show? Well,
you had to pick somebody to do this ad with. It had to be big. It's a big get, I think, actually, to get Timothy Chalamet.
And it makes Timothy Chalamet seem like a big loser. He's like, they gave this person a show, but they won't give me a show.
Mm-hmm. What is he watching? He watches Coda. Causeway. You probably haven't heard of Cause. No, Jennifer Lawrence. No. Brian Tyree Henry got nominated for an Oscar. It's good. Yeah, he's watching. He's on the phone with Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa has a lot of contents.
He's got a lot of content. Slumberland.
That's right.
His number one project.
Yeah, and then he's watching Ted Lasso as well. And DiCaprio. He watched Leonardo DiCaprio. That movie's not even out yet. Killers of the Flower Moon is what he's watching, apparently, Leonardo DiCaprio. It's not even out yet. So it's a new Martin Scorsese movie on Apple.
Yeah.
This ad's fine. It's fine. People talk about it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have an Apple TV? But this is interesting because you obviously have a Netflix. What do you have?
I have everything, Grace.
You have everything. Yeah. I also, unfortunately, have everything. It's getting too expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm watching anything actively on Apple TV right now, but I don't even know. Like, I bought an iPad last year. I don't know. Do I have an account? Like, I don't even know. Hulu. Get rid of that too.
We don't have Hulu in Canada. All right, where do we want to go now? What about another Netflix? Actually, yeah, why is Netflix not promoting the Breaking Bad commercial? Did you like the Breaking Bad commercial? This is full nostalgia. There was a few of these. There was a Clueless just full on, like, let's do nostalgia with our product. This was just a complete remake of Breaking Bad, but with what's the product even?
They Pop chips.
Popcorners.
Yes.
It's so funny because they repeat the name many times in the commercial. Neither of us knew the name of the
product. I do like the product. I don't know if they're like, were there new popcorners though? Was that like,
they said they have like seven cool or eight ranch? Flavors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I like to get those on a JetBlue flight. If you ever travel JetBlue, that's one of the options. That was my first exposure to the pop chips. One of my sons really likes them. And so, yeah, I guess that, I mean, they got Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul for Better Call Saul, spoiler alert. And so, they're back to, to talk to, which guy was that? Was that
Tuco? Tuco? Right? Yeah, Tuco. Yeah. Yeah.
Tuco. He likes the popcorners.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes popcorners. Yeah. This is fun. This is good. Someone on YouTube wrote, this feels like when cartoons censor something adulty to something more innocent, and it actually kind of works. I think it's fair. This is like, when like a movie has to censor out their swear words for like to play on TV. This feels like the version of that, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were introducing the white cheddar.
White cheddar.
And kettle corn they have as well.
Okay. So. I think kettle corn is like the basic one. Mm-hmm. So
listen, I can't complain. If Bryan Cranston is just going to keep just playing Walter White and all these commercials and just make like probably $10 million. That's fine.
I'm surprised that Vince Gilligan said yes to something like this.
You think so? He's probably made so much money off of this to do a 1 minute commercial.
But did he make the commercial?
No. Well, actually, I didn't put this on the list, but there was a reunion of an actor and a showrunner that I don't think Vince Gilligan was involved in this one. But did you see the Jennifer Coolidge commercial for, is it Elf makeup? You see this? No. It was written and produced by Mike White.
No, I don't even know Elf makeup.
I think it's called Elf makeup, I think. Let me just make sure.
That was a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I think I saw it before the Super Bowl aired again. Let me see if I can find a link for you.
She famously did a commercial for Old Navy.
I do like that, the Christmas commercial. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did. She did a Cosmetics Game Day commercial, and it was written and produced by Mike White. Put in the
can we can we watch it?
Yeah, Elf, send you the, yeah. Elf
makeup. Jennifer Coolidge.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. By Mike White's making commercials.
I guess he just
Let me see this one. Okay,
I mean, spoilers for the White Lotus, but he wrote off Jeff Coolidge out of this thing.
Okay, so I guess so.
You know the reasons to work together.
Make her money. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I love presents. Get ready for prime time. Love your super fans at Elf.
You might need to describe what's happening. I think.
Okay, she's putting makeup on her face.
Yeah.
It looks like I came from the sea. Dolphin.
I was like a dolphin.
Like a baby
She's
dolphin.
She's like looking into the camera. This is it, Grace?
This is it. Well, isn't it sticky? Is this maybe a different commercial?
Love it.
What's is that sticky? Hold on.
Maybe there's two.
This primer stuff sure is sticky.
Yeah.
I'm so dewy.
Yeah.
Not doing it for you?
I know.
I think there's another one. She gets everything in her house stuck on her face and her body. It's such sticky makeup, apparently, which doesn't seem like an endorsement for the makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With all the due respect to Mike White, who, you know, the White Lotus is great. this commercial is not, at least the one I just watched, seems like.
All right. Where do you want to go next then? Where should we go next?
You tell me.
Okay. Well, you watched 11 minutes of a Mr. Peanut roast. Is this true?
Oh, freaking Mr. Peanut. Hasn't Mr. Peanut been through enough that we killed him? Where's Baby Nut that started COVID? And now we're going to roast Mr. Peanut, the roast of Mr. Peanut. Like, I get it. Like, roast.
I know. It's clever, but the problem is, I do feel like they had this whole story. I think there's a couple of advertisements that fall into, they're building a whole cinematic universe. We'll get to the M&Ms in a second, but I thought Mr. Peanut, he dies, there's Baby Nut and Peanut Jr.
Yeah.
And then
So the roast of Mr. Peanut, and then, I feel it's come up on Renap talking about a roast and Jeff Ross, and it keeps no, Jeff Ross is canceled. He's canceled. You can't all right. Well, nobody told the Super Bowl that Jeff Ross is canceled, because here he is hosting the roast of Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, I think he had some sexual misconduct allegations. So, it wasn't a roast. Also, I mean, it's just because of the pun, but they're very nice to Mr. Peanut.
I watched the whole 11 minutes. Did you know any of the comedians, Grace, that were roasting?
Jeff Ross, right?
Here's Jeff Ross. And so scan the QR code and watch the whole roast of Mr. Peanut. Uh-huh. All right, fine.
11 I'm a sucker minutes. For punishment. Almost 12 minutes.
And so I go and do that. And then, what I did not expect, and I guess I forgot that this is how a roast works, was that the comedians, who I didn't know who they were and didn't know anything about, spend a lot of the 11 minutes roasting each other.
Each other. Yeah. You have roast everybody. Everybody gets roasted at a roast. I don't know any of these comedians. I don't think Natasha Leggero, Atsuko Akatsuka.
Heard the name Natasha Leggero. Yeah.
Yeah. Frank Castillo. I don't know any of them. But they the roasts were enjoy your work in Thai food. It's that's not an instant. That's very nice. If I made Thai food better, that's not a roast. Mm-hmm. It's very nice. Are they more harsh in the uncensored full roast, the extended cut?
I don't know. There was a couple of good burns that were in there. I forget. One of the comedians talked about Mr. Peanut, who, unlike Jeff Ross, is made up of healthy fats.
Okay. All right.
And there was the best jokes were jokes making fun of Jeff Ross.
Right.
That was Jeff Ross looks like if somebody was trying to draw Mr. Peanut from memory.
Okay. See, that's good, because I feel is Mr. Peanut the full brand? Is it the full? That's the brand.
Planters.
Right? Planters. You don't really want to be you know, making jokes at the expense of the product that you want people to buy. So they're not really going to like, other than being like
the roast, the brand, Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. You can't do that because you want people to buy it. So all the roasts are going to be at the expense of everybody. I mean, they should have, I feel like that would have been good, but I think that their marketing company was probably like, no, no, don't actually roast them. Don't be like, this is how many deaths per year peanut allergies cost or whatever, right? Like, that's too much.
Oh,
it's
yeah. No, yeah, I get, maybe that was off limits. Right. Like that, like people said that, like they want to come into the roast. Like the one rule, no peanut allergy.
Yeah, that's right.
If you want to roast.
However, yeah, we can't sell our product if we're going to really disparage the product. So we can't do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes these celebrities come in, they have like the one thing you're not allowed to talk, like hit them below the belt.
Mm-hmm.
But great, like the effectiveness of this, like, yeah, does this just like solidify like Planters is the name in peanuts? Like, do you think people be like, oh, like, Mr. Peanut, he looks delicious. I gotta go buy some peanuts today.
I don't know.
One more can of peanuts because they did this.
Probably. Someone on Twitter was, and I apologies that I'm getting, using a lot of just like things I see on Twitter, but I heard that Mr. Peanut is actually, like you're allowed to, he's like fair use now. You're allowed to just use Mr. Peanut as much.
For
as
why? I don't know. If what are you going to use him for?
You can use him whatever you want. You can extend the Mr. Peanut.
The new mascot of Boat Show Recap.
Well, there's like a Winnie the Pooh horror movie coming, right? Have you seen this, Rob?
Yeah.
You could do it with Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. Have you and Ariel covered the Winnie the Pooh?
We will when it comes out. I think we should when it comes out. We'll see what else is. I think it's going to be. Yeah. I mean, this is a good segue.
Honey is good on peanuts. Yeah,
I think it's a big movie year, Rob. I did not ask you to watch it, but we got a ton of trailers for movies coming this year. Was anything? Mm-hmm. There's a new Indiana Jones movie. We got a new trailer for Dial of Destiny. Ant-Man, Creed 3. Guardians of the Galaxy. It's going to be a big movie year, Rob.
Yeah, big sequel year for sure. Excited for indie.
Yeah, even though it's called Dial of Destiny.
It's not great. I mean, it's better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Do you approve of de-aging technology? Because they're going to do a lot of it, it looks like, in the movie. De-aging Harrison Ford. I hope it's better than, was it The Irishman, where like they de-aged them, they were trying to figure it out. They didn't quite get the bodies down.
Maybe they could de-age Mr. Peanut.
They should use the, did you end up watching Megan? Have you watched
Megan? No, too creepy, Grace.
It's very funny. It's not creepy. In that one, they had like a totally different, they had this like little girl play, and she just like moved. They should just do that. Just put, you know, they can totally transpose your face onto your body now. All right. Well, big movie year, I think. Okay, well, let's talk about M&M's, you know, instead of Mr. Peanut. So I did see some rumors that earlier this year when they said we're getting rid of the M&M's mascot, Maya Rudolph was now going to be the mascot of M&M's. I didn't buy it that Maya Rudolph was going to be, and that the M&M's were gone. And this is what happened to the Super Bowl. They had officially announced the mascots are back.
Grace, this whole thing like hurts my brain. Of like, does M&M's like, do they know it's like we're gonna change up the green M&M because we know like the Tucker Carlsons and the culture wars are gonna go nuts, and then we're gonna make a statement, and then we're gonna replace the M&M's with Maya Rudolph, and we're gonna say Maya Rudolph's the new face of M&M, only to then at the Super Bowl reveal that the M&M's never went away.
Well, they're back. They returned. I'm just trying to see. I'm going to look at the video to see if they did de-age
the M&M?
I mean, it looks like she used to wear like full high knee high boots, and now she's in full running. The green M&M is in running shoes.
The green M&M, right?
Yeah, which is the sexiest of all M&Ms? Is that?
Should they have revealed that the green M&M is actually pregnant?
That would have been good.
That would have been a big reveal. Use the Super Bowl halftime show or the commercial time to reveal that the green M&M is actually pregnant.
So the story here is that the idea is that they made Maya Rudolph, and then Maya Rudolph like was too much of a control freak. She tried to change the name of M&M, so they brought back the OG.
But
M&M
does Maya
mascots?
Rudolph like earnestly like clam M&Ms? Is Maya Rudolph just like
no? I don't know. Her face was on the so candy coated clam bites were going to be the new M&M. So they had to bring.
Why?
Back
why
the
is Maya Rudolph? Is she just an agent of chaos?
I think so. I think that's the idea. They thought that everybody loved Maya Rudolph, but Maya Rudolph tried to ruin Eminem. So we got
Maya Rudolph
her.
Is beloved. Does she is want to see like how far she can push it?
I guess that's the story. I think that they're telling us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get why Maya Rudolph is doing this.
Well, do you want to know why any of the celebrities are doing it? I think they're making a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
Rob.
Mm-hmm. But what are, like, what's the story here, Grace? It has to make
sense.
That's
the story.
Maya Rudolph. Okay, Maya Rudolph wanted to ruin the M&Ms.
Yes.
Is she mad about the green M&M?
No, she's a little bit kooky. She's a little bit out there. She's a comedian. So she, mm-hmm. you know, she's, you know, so she tried. So they fought. The M&Ms were too controversial. They fire the M&Ms. They hire Maya Rudolph. She decides to make clam bites. And they're like,
why?
No way.
Why?
Because she's a kooky celebrity. She's kooky. That's it.
She's too, as she's like too far removed from like the common person that she doesn't know what their taste is like.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try something new. Yeah. I guess I that's the story. I don't know.
Now the regular M&M mascots are back.
They're back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except maybe not as sexy.
I don't know. Maybe that they try to like, okay, we got to change the narrative. People, mm-hmm. too many people talking about if like that the green M&M isn't sexy enough anymore. And what we changed. So let's get a new controversy of making Maya Rudolph the face of M&Ms.
Well, there's also, okay. So the tagline at the end of the like press conference is they're back for good. And then it says M&Ms for all fun kind.
All
that's
fun
a pretty,
kind.
That's a pretty bad. That's a bad tagline, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For all fun kind? What does that mean? Like, it's like for all mankind, but you're one of your favorite TV shows, I know.
Yes, yes.
But for all fun kind? M&Ms mm-hmm. are fun. They're not sexy. They're fun, is what they're trying to say, maybe.
I don't know. All people.
For all fun kind.
For all fun kind.
That's a bad slogan. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
M&Ms, for all fun kind.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, what are you going to say about M&Ms?
I like M&Ms. I like the peanut M&Ms.
I like peanut M&Ms. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're sometimes my go-to snack at the movie, some peanut M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the popcorn.
No. Yep.
Okay. The more super nostalgia, Rob.
Okay.
John Travolta makes an appearance.
Seemingly- this is sad to me. First of all, I'm not even a Scrubs guy, but like I'm very sad that the
Zach Braff and Donald Faison, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That they've just like completely like they have to just make like T-Mobile commercials. And then Olivia Newton-John,
yeah.
I don't even think is dead a year, Grace. And John Travolta is like completely like turning the summer love in from I don't know if it's in parentheses if it has a different title.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is gonna do that whole thing with these with the guys from Scrubs and it's a T-Mobile commercial. Like
yeah,
it made me all it was very sad. I get sad by a lot of these commercials.
Yeah, so I do believe that Zach Braff and Donald Faison did a Scrubs in the vein of Office Ladies, started a podcast. Yeah, the Fake Doctors, Real Friends. I don't know if it's still going or not, but I do feel like they've made a little bit of like, you know, they're kind of known as these like two friends. They sang a lot in Scrubs, they're friends. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of feels like they were like, okay, what if also we got John Travolta in here? For some reason, and then we'll just sing that song from Grease. And it all feels like, if you know the phrase, a hat on a hat.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like many hats on a hat that already has too many hats, I think.
Can we play this song?
Yeah, you can for
let's
sure.
See, let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can get this from New Year, New Neighborhood for T-Mobile.
Holding our net with a pain in the
hey, neighbor!
Try T-Mobile, it sets up so fast.
It's like Wi-Fi that runs on 5G.
Home internet from T-Mobile?
Wait till you see.
Tell me more.
One cord's all that you need.
Tell me more.
Don't you worry about speed.
I can't believe it. It's just $50.
Why pay more?
Paying more sucks.
Like, well, what? This is, it just makes me sad.
How long do you think Super Bowl commercials start to go in development? Because you're right that Olivia Newton-John passed away in August of 2022. It can't be that much later that T-Mobile is like, hey, John Travolta.
That's probably where they got the idea. We should do a commercial with that.
Oh, yeah, Greece. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, how did they like, did they go to John Travolta with this? Like, why? It's like, why did they get John Travolta? And like, what do we do with Travolta? Travolta's down for T-Mobile. We just need an idea. Like, oh, we got the rights to the song. Can we get Travolta? What do we do? What's the commercial?
Do these guys like do regular like T-Mobile commercials anyway?
They're in a lot of T-Mobile commercials, I think.
So that's why they're there. And then it's like, okay, let's get John Travolta. Yeah, I do feel like the worst use. So do you know what the average cost of a Super Bowl commercial? So 30 seconds. You know,
I think it's like $5 million, right?
$6.8 million.
Yeah.
So this one is a minute. Right.
I think. And that doesn't even take into account how much it costs to like pay Travolta.
That's what
and
I'm maybe saying.
The rights of the song and then the Scrubs guys.
I do feel like I come out of a lot of like reviewing these Super Bowl commercials pretty just being like, why do we do as a society? Why do we do this? I know the answer is like capitalism and money. So that's fine. But like, yeah, how much is T-Mobile going to look at their like thing after it's like, that John Travolta money, baby. we brought in all those Grease fans.
Mm-hmm. Is that who's coming in? The Grease fans? Grease fans are getting T-Mobile of mobile internet.
I don't know why else?
Can I tell you something? I had that and I got rid of it.
You got rid of T-Mobile?
I don't have good cell phone service here. Mm-hmm. That was going to be my backup internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This one was fine. This is fine.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To be fair, just talk about the Clueless commercial for a second. That one was so just like... At least John Travolta, they like changed the words of the song to fit their product. Yeah. I feel like the Clueless one was just like, I don't even know what that was promoting. What was
I think it was
promoting?
For Rakuten. I never know how to
pronounce Rakuten. That's right. To get rebates on your, and it just kind of felt like they just got, you know, when they do the nostalgia, that's just like, just say all the things you've said in the movie from
she
before.
Said the thing. My takeaway was that Alicia Silverstone looks great.
She does look.
That was my takeaway from that. I don't know what you buy on Rakuten.
No, I think you install it and then you get rebates when you buy things, I believe. I think that's how it,
is that
that's
how it how, works.
I think so.
I feel like that they should have talked that through if that's what's going on.
Let's see. Rakuten. Yeah, cashback. So I think you have to like add it to your browser or whatever, or like, I don't know exactly how it works, but you. Shop at your favorite stores and then you get cash back on your orders. And they'll pay you via check.
I went to the website that they have shopping with the homies.
That's not what I got, but I'm on Rakuten.ca. Yeah. I got beat the burr this winter. I don't know what that means.
Eat the burr.
Yeah. Like the cold,
like,
I guess.
Like, yeah.
What is Alicia Silverstone? What is she doing these days?
Let's see. Check her IMDb.
Yeah, she's in a movie called Perpetrator this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They couldn't have gotten Paul Rudd for this commercial. Also,
she was in a Netflix movie last year, Senior Year. Did you watch this one with Rebel Wilson?
I did, but I didn't notice her in it.
Barely.
Does she have a cameo? Memorable.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this one's Yeah, the Clueless one. I don't know. It's full just nostalgia bait, I think.
Look, I think that really what it's turning into is that the Super Bowl is really like austerity for our needy celebrities, like the celebrities that might be a little down on their luck, but they still got that name recognition. Like the Super Bowl is like a chance that we can all get together and make sure that they get some money.
These other ones, some of these are like full on movie stars. Like, did you see the Adam Driver, The Singularity? Did you watch this?
The Singularity? Yeah.
This is, I mean, I kind of respect that Adam Driver just won't do a normal commercial for, is this for Squarespace, right?
Squarespace, yes.
Where you can make a website about making a website.
Websites making a website, yeah.
This was interesting. This was fine. It doesn't make me want to use Squarespace, I don't think. But
no, but it really made me say Adam Driver's got a great voice. He's got a really good voice. And so, I don't know if this is... it was high. It was like appreciated the swing. Yeah, it was high concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like he does not do normal movies. He just look. His last run is White Noise. Did you watch White Noise?
I watched the first half of it.
To the Airborne Toxic Event? Because I don't think we should be watching that movie after what happened in Ohio. But that's
okay.
The House of Gucci and The Last Duel. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the Pepsi Zero. Did you watch the Pepsi Zero? This was Ben Stiller.
There was
Steve
a
Martin.
Lot of Pepsi Zero commercials. Because
they got bumped out of the halftime show. No more Pepsi halftime show.
No more Pepsi halftime show. I have to ask Akiva if Pepsi Zero is any sort of competitor to Coke Zero in terms of like, I don't even think that Diet Pepsi is big, let alone Pepsi Zero Sugar.
So Akiva's a big Coke Zero drinker.
Coke Zero.
Right?
Not even Diet Coke.
I'm a huge Diet Coke drinker. I don't like Coke Zero, but this is because like I have type 1 diabetes. They were like, can't drink regular pop. I started to drink Diet Pop, and now Coke Zero to me tastes too sweet. I know that's like ridiculous. I could drink it and get used to it, but I just don't. Mm-hmm. I just don't love it. So I don't think I would like Pepsi Zero either.
Yeah. But here's Ben Stiller for Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Yeah.
And he's reprising, a bunch of his, I don't know if he was doing Zoolander.
He did look kind of like an action-y alien movie star. And then he proposes to, what's her name from, she was on SNL forever. And then, Rachel Dratch. I don't think that anything other than Zoolander is an original. I think the rest of them are all original characters.
Yeah,
which is interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And he was doing like Zoom and Zoolanders, like pouring like the gasoline over themselves. He was showering himself with Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Do we need a Zoolander 3? Zoolander 2 wasn't great. I don't know if we need Zoolander 3.
Yeah, it'll probably happen whether we want it or not.
That's fair. Yeah. This is fun. Yeah, they're both. And then so they're acting the whole time, and then they drink the diet, the Pepsi Zero, and they say, oh, that's great. And you can't tell if they're acting or not. It feels bad to me. That feels like not. Yeah, I'm questioning whether you're faking liking the Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve Martin did one of these as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't even know Pepsi Zero Sugar existed. So
now you do.
Now they do. So I guess that maybe the Super Bowl is a good spot for like if you have a new product.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Last year, Grace, I don't know if you remember, I was very upset about Liquid Death water.
People still like that. I do. Yeah. They didn't pay for another Super Bowl commercial.
I feel like people are like, oh yeah, Liquid Death water. That's a good, that's good. So I feel like if you have a new product, then maybe a Super Bowl ad is a good spot because it lets people know that your product exists.
Okay. I think the last one we should walk through is I'm a big John Hamm fan, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And John Hamm post Mad Men did some of his best work on television in Canadians Skip the Dishes ads. Are you from? Do you know Skip the Dishes?
Well,
do you
John Hamm has been. I guess he went from being a madman to I'll be in a million commercials.
Do you know what? I've never thought about that. Our marketing companies like this is the advertising guys we have in our commercial.
Well, he's got a great voice.
He does have a great voice. Yeah.
Him and really Will Arnett like really like dominate like the celebrity voiceover market.
So the Skip the Dishes ads with John Hamm was essentially like he loved Canada so much and he would order Canadian food was the entire bit, the premise. Mm-hmm. And he did them for like many, many years. I feel like he's moved away from doing those commercials. Now he's in some of these. So he was in a Hellman's commercial with Brie Larson. And
I mean,
Pete
he did
Davidson.
A whole series of commercials with Flo from Progressive last year.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What is it? Can I just want to check his IMDb to make sure. Is he a working actor? Is he just
no,
doing...
he does. He check his bank account.
It's probably full. Yeah.
His bank account is full. Either that or like some of his loved ones have been taking ransom. And that's why he does all the commercials.
Oh, he was in Confess Fletch. He was actually in one of the highest grossing movies of last year in Top Gun Maverick. He was in that movie.
Oh, yes, so that's true.
Yeah. Eventually until he got beat up by Avatar, which you won't spend a dollar on Avatar. Is that
no,
right?
I will like PayPal money to John Hamm before I go pay money to see Avatar.
OK, perfect.
Let me know what you need, John. Okay.
So
you say thank you. That's what the money was for.
So there's a John Hamm Brie Larson commercial. Yeah. Did you watch the Hellman's commercial?
I did. I noticed Pete Davidson at the end. So it took me a while to get what was going on. Ham and Brie. Is that a popular food item? I think
it's just that they're both food. They're each individually food items, right? But like, so I guess Pete says he's going to eat them, and so he does. But he makes a what does he make? A panini.
He makes a panini with ham and Brie. Mayo on the top.
Well, you got to have Hellman. So this is not. It's not just ham and Brie. This is mayo and ham and Brie. It doesn't sound that.
I guess I'm not
bad.
A big foodie that I know that, but I was like, oh, it's like I didn't even know you could make a panini with mayo on the top.
I don't think I would put mayo. I don't own a panini press, but if I did, I wouldn't put mayo in it.
It's messy,
think.
You know.
It does seem messy. Yeah.
But I don't know. It looked interesting to me.
I felt like in the commercial, this one felt to me the most like these people are here to get a paycheck. So they're not dressed up in anything. They're just them miniaturized in a fridge. No, I don't blame them.
Super Bowl time, Grace. We take care of our celebrities.
That's right. They're just kind of hanging around and they slowly come to the realization about what the commercial is about. And then Pete Davidson opens the fridge, says he's going to eat them. He does make the sandwich, but then they are standing next to him while he eats the sandwich.
Do you think that Pete Davidson had the munchies? Is that what they were saying? going for?
Yeah, that makes sense. The commercial also, I wonder when they filmed this, because John Hamm goes, Pete Davidson, he is in everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's not true.
Yeah.
I feel like
Pete Davidson and John Hamm have a lot in common also.
Yeah. What did
that's and then Pete, the listeners okay. can guess.
Okay. Yeah. So this one is fine. It's fine. I mean, it doesn't hurt the reputation of Hellman's, I don't think. So that's fine.
No.
I'm not also going to go buy Hellman's Spanx. So.
Yeah. Do you have a specific brand that you're loyal to, Grace?
Yeah. What is it called?
Dukes?
No.
Miracle Whip?
Is it Miracle Whip? Yeah, I think I use Miracle. Yeah, I use Miracle.
I don't even think that's technically mayonnaise.
It's a sauce condiment by Kraft's, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about Ben Affleck had to work at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, this one I feel like, again, to the point of like people spoiling their commercial. This is big news when it happened that he was at a Dunkin' Donuts. I guess it's funny because he does kind of permanently seem sad all the time, and then he was trying to give people joy.
I think also
Dunkin'
does Ben
Donuts?
Affleck like also like hang out in Dunkin' Donuts.
I think he does consume a lot of. I think a lot of the paparazzi photos we've seen of Ben Affleck have often been with him post Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then J-Lo showed up. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. Yeah. Get out of this Dunkin' Donuts. So
what you do when you say you're going to work all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo had maybe two of the best. She's bringing back the rom-com. She was in Marry Me last year with Owen Wilson, was very good. And recently she was in a Shotgun Wedding on Amazon Prime, which was pretty fun.
Oh,
with Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, Chappelle and I just talked about Your Place or Mine that had neither Rom nor Com.
Oh, no. Who's in that? Your Place
or Mine? Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, this is the one. Did you guys talk about the red carpets? That it looks like they just have no chemistry together. Have you seen these?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have no chemistry. They're not in any scenes of the movie together. So it makes sense.
There's all these red carpet photos.
That was the first time they met at the red carpet.
Yeah, there's all these red carpet photos of them just standing next to each other looking incredibly bored. Looks like they don't like each other. So that's, yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we miss anything? There's Michelob's Ultras did a Caddyshack. I mean, I know Caddy, but do people know Caddyshack? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it had
on
Brian
the
Cox
30th anniversary of Groundhog Day. We're celebrating Caddyshack.
I mean, it had Brian Cox in it, which I loved, and he seemed mad. So that's just, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, there was Brian Cox, and that got me excited for one of your many podcasts, Grace, the return of Succession. But that didn't get me as excited for Succession as when they cut to Rupert. Oh, here's Rupert Murdoch and Elon Musk are talking. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be the greatest Succession episode ever right now.
Why?
Missing it.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of celebrities there last night. Yeah. Are there any Kansas? I always like to see which celebrities won last night. So who's a celebrity fan of the Kansas City Chiefs? Do we know any?
Danny Boatwright.
Brad Pitt apparently is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Didn't know that. Right.
Henry Winkler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Those are the I have a surprise for you, Rob.
Yes.
I have one more commercial we should run.
Yes.
Through,
okay.
Which is a commercial for the podcast network. Rob is a podcast.
Oh.
As written by ChatGPT. It stars you, which I didn't plan for it to do.
Oh,
but it did
okay.
Do
so
that.
You asked ChatGPT to write a Super Bowl commercial for me?
For Rob as a
podcast. For Rob as a podcast?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to share.
Well, it was the 13th birthday for Rob as a podcast. So this was a great present.
Yes. On the same day as Super Bowl Sunday, right? The 13th anniversary?
Yep.
Okay, so I put the script in the chat. And I guess you'll just do the Rob lines. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Okay, great. I didn't know this is exciting.
There's one other star that I think if you could do, there's a specific celebrity. If you could do that line when we get to it.
Okay.
Should we read through this? This is what ChatGTP wrote.
Sure.
Okay. So we open. Scene one. An excited group of friends are gathered around a TV shouting and cheering as a reality TV show is playing.
Do you live and breathe reality TV?
Suddenly, the room fills with smoke and the TV goes off, leaving the friends coughing and bewildered. They turn around and see Rob Cicino standing behind them with a microphone holding a fog machine.
Well, you're in luck. Rob is a podcast are all of the experts for all things reality TV. And I brought this smoke machine for effect.
We see quick cameos of popular celebrities and reality TV stars, including Tony Vlachos, a former winner of Survivor Cagayan, Devon Rogers, a former contestant of Big Brother All-Stars, Denise Stapley, a former winner of Survivor Philippines, and Dax Shepard, an actor.
The Big Four.
Yeah, they all cheer and jump up and down. If you could do this one, this would be great, please. Yeah.
It's the ultimate reality TV party.
Devon says, and we've got the snacks. Rob is shown hosting a lively discussion with a group of guests on his podcast. The studio is decorated with balloons and streamers, and everyone is having a blast.
From Survivor to Big Brother and beyond, we dive into the drama, the alliances, and the unforgettable moments.
We see the friends from the first scene now wearing party hats and blowing the horns, eagerly listening to Rob as a podcast.
So whether you're a reality TV junkie or just looking for a good time, come join the fun on Rob Has a Podcast.
Rob looks directly at the camera, smiling and holding up a listen now sign.
And remember, the party never stops. So make sure you subscribe to Rob Has a Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And then even though Rob's doing all the voiceover, now there's announcer voiceover and it says, get ready to dance, sing and laugh. Subscribe to Rob Has a Podcast today.
Well, we don't really do a lot of dancing on the podcast.
Okay, so can I tell you, it wrote us an original script. It was really heavily focused on Survivor and The Bachelor. And so could you switch it to Big Brother and include some celebrities? That's where we get Devon and Dash.
Yes. This is great. I love this so much, Grace. This was a great commercial. I love that I just that I come in and there's like an explosion, and then it's not like that it's like a genie like brought me in. It's like I have a smoke machine.
You become a little supernatural. You're a little Undertaker-y at the beginning, but then you do just straight up announce. So it was like this, and I thought like, yeah, we could punch it up. So I asked it to be a little zanier, and that's where we got the. So according to ChatGPT, zanier equals I brought the smoke machine.
And not Zane Knight. Yeah, adding Zane right. Knight is one of the Tony, right. Davon, Denise Stapley, and Dak Shepard. I feel like we should animate this. This should be like, great. Be good.
I do love it. It says former winner of Survivor Cog, which I guess implies that Tony's no longer a winner of Survivor Cogion. And that Denise is no longer a winner of Survivor Philippines. So. Yeah. I mean, I still have the ChatGPT. We could still punt. The thing about it is so you can give it feedback. And so we could continue to punch it up. Yeah.
No, I think you nailed it.
Also, new tagline for the podcast. And remember, the party never stops.
The party never stops. Get ready to dance, sing, and laugh.
Okay, well, perfect segue. Speaking of dancing and laugh, I know you said you're not sure you get to have an opinion on Rihanna at the Super Bowl halftime show, but you said you weren't sure if it was good. Is that that's your official?
I don't know. It's for me as sort of a casual Rihanna fan.
I'm a really big. I'm a casual music fan. I guess
I can't say that I'm the big. I'm not gonna take that away from people who say that they're the biggest Rihanna fans. So
people seem to love it last night. I will say so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I just was not I wasn't blown away.
Yeah. Did you see the ASL interpreter last night? Did you see this?
It's no.
Pretty incredible. I'll share that with you as well. She was doing her part last night during the performance. It seems people really liked it. I think people were happy. But I feel like the big news, and I felt a little uncomfortable as it was happening. People were like, I think maybe she might be pregnant. Rihanna just had a baby 9 months ago. So then there was like this like, okay, well, maybe she's not pregnant, but she's, she had a baby. And then immediately after the performance, her reps revealed that she's pregnant. So that, that's pretty impressive. And maybe explains why she didn't do as much choreography. I thought that the simplicity of the set, I thought, was perfect for Rihanna. She was kind of just like a powerful woman performing, on these like Super Smash Brother platforms. I thought it was great, but,
Can I talk about another musical act that then there was a commercial for like U2 and then it's like just showing like all these like floating spheres in the sky. And I was like, oh, my God, U2 is putting all these balloons out there. It's Bono is spying on everybody.
So, this was to announce their Las Vegas residency, I believe. How quickly did they as the Super Bowl was coming up and over the weekend, like three things get shot down to the sky? Are they like, do we go ahead with this or not? Or were they like just super last minute on the with these like floating objects in the sky?
I don't know. Like, if we found out that it was actually all these things in the sky were from U2, it would be like the second most mad everybody got on U2 after they downloaded their whole album on my iPhone.
They're very invasive.
I still have all the U2 music on my iPhone.
They're very.
That I didn't ask for.
They're super invasive. They invade our phone.
Very invasive.
As well as the air above where we live, U2. Yes, spheres in the sky. Why did they do that? Shouldn't they have pulled this once all weekend they shot down three UFOs, right? They should have removed. They should not have done this, right? Or is it them? You think it's them? What are the odds that it's them?
It could be. I'm not putting anything. They're very powerful.
Well, that was very powerful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's pretty wild. That's pretty. The reason they shouldn't do it is because the conspiracy theorists are going to be pretty hung up on YouTube.
Bono hardly gets mentioned in any conspiracy theories, and he's a very powerful guy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I know somebody who's what they believe is that conspiracy theory, the way that conspiracy is that they often put things in movies and on TV so that, and then they're kind of like playing a trick on us when things, and then when there's like a balloon in the sky, it's like, which is exactly like white noise, that they like showed us that there was going to be an airborne toxic event, and then there was a real airborne toxic event. This is a real person I know. And so, yeah, this seems exactly like what's happening with you too. And there's sky spheres. All right, I think those are the commercials, Rob.
Well, I think we really made a meal out of this more than Pete Davidson did going through his fridge.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat a panini after this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very fun. I like this as a tradition. We come on and chat about the Super Bowl.
Yes. And right. I love the ChatGPT Super Bowl commercial.
Yes. Good. I'll send you the script. We should get this animated and made. Well, we might have to get Dax Shepard to set
up. And for more on this podcast, scan the QR code on the screen.
Yeah, we'll put a QR code in the notes. That'll be great. Rob, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Grace.
Yeah. Anything else you got going on? Do you want to chat about hype up this week?
Oh, I mean, we just finished Groundhog Week, so I'm excited. Yes. Today is the first day in the last 8 that I don't have to watch Groundhog Day today, so that was nice.
Did you guys talk about how the Canadian Groundhog Day died the day before Groundhog Day?
No, did not come up.
The Quebec Groundhog died the day before Groundhog Day. Fred LaMarmont, he died. Feels like very ominous for Canadian Groundhog Day.
Some, I don't know if did. Maybe we did talk about that. That was a lot of Groundhog Day.
I couldn't believe when I looked at the run times of all the podcasts. They weren't just every day. They were also full podcasts every day.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It's incredible.
I mean, we didn't. We're messing around.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Survivor.
Yeah, and then Survivor's coming back soon. Yeah. Survivor's coming back soon. And then, check out if you want to hear us talk about Your Place or Mine, so you don't have to, with Chappelle.
Mm-hmm. Josh sent out a quick, you're doing an AMA with Josh Wigler this week, is that right?
Yeah, I think choice was watch the next talk about The Last of Us again, yeah. Or do AMA.
It's too sad, right? The Last of Us is too sad. Yeah,
Look, I'm looking for a little bit of a little bit more singing and dancing animals in my TV shows. That's,
yeah, totally fair. Yeah, The Last of Us has been a bummer pretty much every week it's been on, so that's totally fair. Yeah, I'm covering Last of Us with Mike Bloom, covering Dark with Rich and Ariel, and Push Recaps Theater with Ariel as well. Poker Face, you've been checking out Poker Face, Rob?
I heard it's like a gourmet cheeseburger, Poker Face every week.
She did a preview, yeah. Charlie Kale, played by Natasha Lyonne, she can tell if people are lying, and she solves a murder every week. But they show you the murder at the beginning of the episode, so it's like, I don't know, it's like Columbo. It's very fun.
I heard it's very well done.
It's very well done. It's very good. Yes. I think that's it for me. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, I'm on Twitter at Hi From Grace. And we'll be back with another episode in the future. Until then, bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.